Welcome to another episode of Abundance Allure, the audio diary where I, along with my seasoned sisters from all walks of life, can discuss topics that speak to matters of our hearts as they relate to attracting and receiving life in all of its abounding joy and strength for our spirit, soul, and body. I am your host, Abundance Nisi. In this episode of Abundance Allure, I'm going to give you bits and pieces of who I am. So who is Abundance Nisi? For starters, at the time of the release of this episode on June 8th, which is my birthday, I am 53 years old. Yay! Happy birthday to me. So a little bit more about me. I am someone who is very, very passionate about helping others to reach their fullest potential and also to help them realize their passions and how to use those passions for purpose. Teaching and training just comes natural to me. Being able to instruct and train others has always brought me a joy that is so unexplainable. And the age range does not matter. I've taught toddlers to the elderly. However, I've never had the desire to be a school teacher in the traditional sense. I love teaching and training, but not in the traditional classroom schooling of like elementary, middle school, high school, none of those things. I am also a woman who is deliberate in her actions. Yes, I believe in showing up authentically, being intentional, and I believe in standing in my truth, the truth of who I am. Facts about me may change, but my truth never will. I'm someone who has stood the test of time. Yes, I have, especially over the past 11, 12 years. I've had so many challenges with my health, relationships, finances, careers, you name the subject, and I've probably overcome it at some point in my past. And you'll definitely learn more about all of those things as we discuss them in the future, in future episodes. Now, as you may have guessed, I have the gift of gab. I can talk about anything. There's this running joke in my family, my loved ones, that I always tell them that I have something to say and somebody needs to hear it. Well, I do. But I'm a natural at speaking with a purpose. I don't like idle chit-chat, and I really, really don't like gossiping. And for those who know me up close and personal, know that I just don't call on the phone and just sit and talk for long periods of time just because. See, I think that my time is more valuable than that, and I think their time is more valuable than that, and that the conversation I have with others have to be more meaningful. However, I can sit and talk with someone for hours and hours if we're chatting about ways that they can improve their lives or mine. I consider myself very multifaceted, and I can engage in a number of different conversations relating to different topics. One of the reasons this is so is because I get bored really easy. So my mind is constantly seeking new things to learn and to engage in. I'm very organized. Yes, I am. And I had to throw that in there because believe it or not, not everyone is. A lot of people don't have this particular talent and it's very evident in their lives. So being organized is a must for me because I hate clutter and I hate confusion. And the root cause for both is being disorganized. Now, I love to read. I love, love, love to read because I believe that reading expands your thinking. And I remember when I was just 3 years old, my mom ordered me a set of history books about the Statue of Liberty, the Gettysburg Address, the Liberty Bell, and some of the other history books. Well, of course, I couldn't read all those big words at the time, but I kept those books for a long time until I could read them, and I had a love for reading ever since. The library and the bookstores are some of my favorite hangout spots. As for music, I love listening to music of all genres. from Mercy Me and Casting Crowns to William Murphy and Tasha Cobbs Leonard, from listening to jazz to R&B, from hip-hop to neo-soul, from soft rock to country, I love it all. Now, I also love to dance, and I have performed in dance competitions and talent shows since I was about 4 years old all the way through high school. Now, I used to be my harshest critic. That's why I said in the previous episode that there is nothing that anyone can say to me or about me that I haven't already said to myself. And notice that I said used to be, because time has proven to me that if I change how I see and relate to myself, then my life would change. And I am here to tell you that it was right. As for my relationships, I was raised by a single mother who made sure that I stayed focused and on track as long as I was in her house. She did not play. She provided the very best that she could for my sister and I, and that has always been a blessing to us. I've never really had a relationship with my biological father, and I actually haven't heard from him in years. And that's okay. I made peace with that whole situation a long time ago, so I have no daddy issues, though I used to have abandonment issues. I do have a relationship, though, with my siblings, who are also children of my bio dad. And I have a relationship with the dad who met my mom when I was only 9 months old, and he proceeded to raise me as his own. I'm also very close to my siblings, who are his other children. He had more kids after he and my mom went their separate ways. But even after that happened, he has always considered me his oldest child. And for that, I am very grateful. I have been married and divorced, was a single mother to a talented young man who is now 30 years old with his own family, which is why I said I was a single mother. He's grown now. He has his own family. And yes, I am a nene to my 4 beautiful grandchildren. I am college educated with a BA in organizational management and an MBA in organizational leadership, and now work in organizational learning and development. As far as businesses, I have started and ended a few of them. As I said before, I love to try new things, and I am not afraid to step out there and try them. So I've had my feet in the water in a couple of niche markets like MLMs and consulting and bookkeeping and accounting. I'm also very good with crunching numbers, by the way. Most people that I know hate the subject of math, but calculating numbers has always been easy for me, and most times I've already calculated the numbers in my head before someone could even enter them into a calculator. And as a result of my ability to crunch numbers that way, people often seek my help with budget planning, both personally and professionally, and also assisting their kids with their homework or doing their taxes or any other tasks that involve calculations. I've also written several blogs. Yes, several. I have even been a ghostwriter on some that you may have read, but I've never shared the name of those because that defeats the purpose of being a ghostwriter. I am an author. Yes, ma'am. I have written and self-published my first book back in 2015, and the title of the book was Ask, Believe, Receive, Law of Attraction or a Biblical Principle. And by the way, it's still available for purchase on Amazon. I have developed a personal development program and now working on some new projects, which I will keep you posted as they develop. So we're going to pause right here for a break and be back in a moment. Okay, now I want to share with you how I started to seek purpose for my life. A few years ago, those 11 to 12 years that I referred to earlier, I was at a place of disarray. See, there have been times in my life where I have felt at my lowest because things were just not right in my spirit and in my everyday world. I had this feeling of uneasiness and I really couldn't shake it. I was feeling like a zombie, or better yet, you know, a robot programmed to just carry out the tasks of the day with no feelings attached. I felt like I was running in place. I was tired as hell, but I was going absolutely nowhere. There had to be more to life than what I was experiencing, is what I told myself. But what was that more that was missing? It seemed as if some people knew exactly what their more was and was living in it. So why not me? Why was my more missing? I'm smart. I'm intelligent, right? That's what I was saying to myself. I'm a go-getter. If only I knew what to go and get. I have big dreams of being rich with the fat bank account, the mansion on the hill, the luxury cars, the loving relationship, walking in purpose, you know, all of those things. So where was my more? And how was I supposed to make those things happen? It wasn't until I stopped thinking of all the material things and began to seek God for his purpose and his more for my life that things really began to change. I fasted and I prayed for his will to be done in my life. I wanted to know what my purpose was and how it would enhance the kingdom of God. I realized that it was not about me having all of those nice things just to have them and to show them off. Maybe that's why they had yet to manifest in my life at that point. But it was about having the wealth of God, the abundance of God, so that I could carry out his mission. He has a specific purpose for each of us, one that shall glorify him and enhance his kingdom. I firmly believe that. So here's how my days would go. I would go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, and start the same routine all over again the very next day. I felt like I was just running in place, but going nowhere. And for those of you who know me personally, know that I do not like anything routine because I get bored easy. So you know that had to have me going stir crazy, right? I began to pray and seek God's wisdom because I was really, really restless. I couldn't sleep at night. My whole attitude had changed, including my body language. It seemed as if I was experiencing one disappointment after the other, and that just made things worse. I knew that something had to change. So one day while I was out shopping, I came across this book by an author named Sherry Lewis, and it was titled Dance into Destiny. Now let me tell you something. While reading that book, some things began to click in my spirit, and I knew it was God. If you have not read this book, please go and pick up a copy. It's a Christian fiction novel and very inspiring. So in chapter 21 of the book, the pastor was preaching about carrying out our purpose and the will of God for our lives. And one of the passages read, and I'm going to quote it here. I want to ask the question of each of you. For what reason were you born? Why are you here? What is your purpose? What did God send you to the earth to do? Because let me tell you something. If you're not living for the purpose that God ordained you to live for, you're not living. Jesus said it was his food to do God's will. And if you're not doing God's will, what are you feeding on? That's why some of you are so miserable. You're not doing what God created you to do. 5 days a week, you're depressed because you spend all day doing something you weren't meant to. Meanwhile, the purpose of God lies dormant within you, and you wonder why your hair is falling out and you're having panic attack and you can't sleep. Stop living the life others think you should live or that the American dream dictates. Whew. I still get chills every time I read that. So after reading that, it was like the author was inside my head, right down to the part about the hair falling out, because mine was, literally. So I knew I had to do something different. I needed for God to move in my life, reveal what He wanted me to do, because I knew that it would be much better than what I was doing at the time. So I kept reading. And after reading this next passage, things began to come together. I'm going to paraphrase some of what she wrote in this passage. But again, please read the book in its entirety. But I am going to paraphrase it because it was pretty long. So to quote it, it said, Esther's purpose and destiny was to save her people from destruction. Joseph's purpose was to save an entire nation from destruction. Moses' purpose was to deliver the Israelites from bondage. Joshua's purpose was to lead God's people to the promised land. And Jesus' purpose was to save man from death and destruction. So who were you put here to save from destruction? Whose deliverer are you? If you don't find the purpose of God for your life, what people may end up being destroyed? If you don't do what you're supposed to do, God will send deliverance through somebody else, but you'll die. How many of you are dying daily because you're not living the life God made you to live? That right there, whew, that sent chills all through me, and it still does. See, I spent years in the wilderness wandering to and fro, not really knowing which way to go, what was I supposed to be doing. But now I know what He has created me to do. And I have the responsibility of helping women to discover and carry out their purpose and destiny. Because guess what? Other people's lives are tied into you, ladies, my Allura sisters. They're tied into you living the purpose God has created for you. So remember that our purpose is not about us, but will benefit others so that they can fulfill God's purpose for their lives. This is the end of this episode. We'll see you in the next one. Bye now. We've come to the end of another episode of Abundance Allure. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at Abundance Niecy and on Twitter at Abundance Allure. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to give it a thumbs up and to hit the subscribe button for notifications of when new episodes are uploaded. Remember, vibe out, vibe in. Check your vibe.